like gray-headed first graders. They sit all in a line in their small chair desks, silent and alone under the stale blue fluorescence of the nursing home. Polaroid portraits bordered the bulletin board that they themselves do not recognize, some labeled happy birthday underneath, some goodbye, and some COVID-19. Each was a monarch of something, a family, a business, a platoon. Now their ermine robes give way to terry cloth. Trusted signifiers are silent. Watches reveal no present, no past, no future. Words no longer form in their throats, and familiar faces fade to unfamiliar. Is there no solace here? Does the salve of forgetting dull the pain of remembering, or does the mind just wander off to places the body yearns to go? Where do the memories go? Do they leak out gradually all over the floor to be cleaned up by the nice Jamaican woman, Maisie, who calls them all honey? Or do they just evaporate into the passing summer cloud to rain down over rooftops, filling the gutters with summer bike rides, vacations, birthdays, and anniversaries, before draining through long downspouts, softening the ground that awaits their return?